Say, kids, what time is it?
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to Season 8 of the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your guide, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. A world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, not to mention at times some not-so-subtle commentary involving the blues of the 30s to the releases of today and everything in between. We've been tasked with an awesome responsibility. Let's get started. Welcome back to Ohio Homegrown, here in the garage. This week's show, number 3 in the series, we're keeping it close to home. Home being Lorain County. The labels of Athena, Destiny, Donnie, Star Trek, Joe Mike, and Nashville North from Lorain, along with Viran from Elyria and Shoreman from Avon Lake, all of which have released some solid product, of which we all can be proud of. Some of that aforementioned pride can be directed at an Elyria combo, Bill Logson and the Royal Notes, and their 245s for Athena. The first of which, Come to My House Rock, we heard back in show number 1 of the series. Their second, released 3 years later, was Come Dance With Me, another rockabilly side that was, by 1963, a bit outdated. Although if you listen closely, you can hear a slight nod to a surf, fuzz, Dwayne Eddy-ish guitar. But nonetheless, an important rock and roll history lesson. Once again, the singer is Bill's wife, Pat. Both of these Athena sides were credited to Bill Logson and the Royal Notes, and the singer was his wife Pat. Bill and Pat passed away in 1994 and 1996 respectively, true rock and roll pioneers from right here, just around the corner. The first release for the Lorain label Destiny was by The Capris, a group fronted by guitarist Ron Zeal. Their Ballad of a DJ was biographical of the Destiny Records owner and WWIZ AM DJ Bob Sellers. The radio station shared the same bandwidth, 1380, of today's WDLW, The Cool Cat, in Oberlin, Ohio. The B-side was another cut, an instrumental co-written by Zeal titled Comanche. Here's both sides of that initial 45 for Destiny.
Bob Lee Lee, Lee Lee, Bob Lee Lee, Lee Lee.
Well, there's a man called Lee on the radio.
Bob Lee Lee, Lee Lee Lee.
He plays the toughest records that the cats all know.
Bob Lee Lee, Lee.
He got a voice like a genuine dinosaur.
Lee,
and he can spin six records for you, count to four.
Bob Lee,
he's the toughest DJ around.
Bob Lee,
got the swingin'est show in town.
Bob Lee,
he plays the records with the coolest sound.
Look at that DJ go.
Here he comes.
Bob Lee, Lee.
Listen to this dish jockey go.
Lee, Bob Lee, Lee.
He sure is hip, ain't he?
Bob Lee, Lee.
Ride, Bobby, ride.
Hi-yo,
radio.
Bob Lee, Lee.
The hope of all small record labels, and Destiny was no different, that one of its artists would be picked up by a major. Both the artist and the original label benefits. Destiny's national claim to fame was the 1961 recording by The Infatuators. After a short time on the aforementioned label, VJ in Chicago picked it up and released the single. Here's the flip to that Destiny 45, Where Are You?
Where are you? You, you, you. Where, where, where?
tries to remember the day when you walked out on me. You said you wanted to be free, but there's one thing I'd like to know, and that is, the streets, hoping that somehow we would meet, but I see it's in vain that I see. Still, I'd like to know,
where are you?
We once made a vow. Yes, we vowed that we'd never part. But then you went and you broke that vow. And you also broke my heart. I can't eat a bite. I can't even sleep at night. There's only one thing on my mind, and that is,
where are you?
Oh, my darling, I adore you.
Where are you?
Yes, my lover, I implore
where
you.
Where are you?
The B-side to Destiny 505 was Larry Lee and the Leisures, Someday, from 1961. The record was released with both red and blue labels. Larry was actually Lawrence Milton Broderick from Ontario, Canada. How he came to be recording for Lorraine's Destiny? Who knows?
I know that someday in some way you want me. I won't be.
Starting in 1962 and lasting until 1967, Destiny's Golden Boy was Lee Rand, releasing five singles. From 1963, Destiny 508, Stagger Lee, Destiny 510, Preacher Man, and 1967's Today's Lament, the last record released by this local label.
The moon was yellow and the kissed your lips and then I held your hand. Come on, baby, to the preacher man. Ah, ah, tonight. Come on, baby, to the preacher man tonight. Everybody's rocking, gonna make things all so right. Say you love me, say I do. We'll be together, baby, me and you. Ah, oh yeah, tonight. I'm gonna tell him I'm gonna make you my very own. Now I got me a wife, I'm gonna give her a little home. Say you love me, you say I do. We'll be together, baby, me and you. Tonight. Come on, baby, to the preacher man tonight. Everybody's rocking, gonna make things all so right. Say you love me, you say I do. We'll be together, baby, me and you. Oh yeah, tonight. 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 Tonight.
Show me love that can't be. I'll show you tears and reality. Their love has left them with words of goodbye. They're much too lost to question why. And in a world that has blossomed and grown, too many people stand alone. People ought to crowd an avenue with empty lives just passing.
Donnie Barden's Donnie label from Lorraine released four singles in 1965-66, all of which involving their premier group, Mickey and the Clean Cuts, in some way. The first record by the aforementioned was Soapy, backed with Static Electricity, a record that would be picked up by a major, Juan, in 1966.
Through the door, she was waiting there for me with her hair hanging down to her knees. Her name was
Sophie.
You know I'm gonna love you,
Sophie.
Oh,
Donnie's second single was credited to the Gladiators, but actually, it was again Mickey Ward and his buddies, the Clean Cuts. Here's the B-side, Turning to Stone.
As we grew up, there were people we'd know and would love. these past days, I find love is a word that means pain. Seeing you with other guys just drive me insane. Why do I live for a girl that takes all that I own? While playing these games, my heart is turning to stone.
Baby, your sorrow is wearing my life away. Baby, don't treat me this way.
Remaining releases feature the Clean Cuts as the backing band. Dave Charles's Ain't Gonna Cry No More was a Northern Soul classic and now a highly sought after 45. Tilly Wow was a young singer trying her hand at another dance song with The Sway. Unfortunately, by 1966, that ship had sailed.
Cry no more. I ain't
Many thanks to the Clean Cuts drummer, George Newhoff, for helping me get all of that straight. The next Lorraine label, which again I know next to nothing about, except where they were located, and that was 1315 West 28th Street, was Joe Mike. The 45 was credited to the Rogues 5 and is actually a solid record. Here's both sides, Angel of Love and Oh So Right. The vocals were credited to Mike Maceda.
This broken heart of mine won't know just what to say.
The next label, Star Trek, had only one release, and that was from the band The Unknown Kind from 1967. Some list the label as a Lorraine record company, while I've also seen some categorize it as an Amherst or Vermillion release, but no matter what zip code you credit it to, it's a great example of a 60s garage classic. Here again is both sides of this great disc, Who Cares and Since You've Come Back to Me. For those independent garage rock vinyl collectors out there, find a copy of this one.
Yeah, all those people try to hide my name and they don't want to spread it around. Oh, but they know someday that I'll find a way so they won't put me down, yeah, on the ground. Well, come on.
Come on, little buddy, I wanna hear my name. Well, I said, hey, 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 hey.
Although Lorraine's Nashville North label was just what it sounded like, a country label, there was one lone rock and roll single. Cy's Been Drinking Cider, backed with Good Thing Going by The Four from 1967. Here's Bullseye.
What's the matter? What's the matter? Hello, Farmer Brown.
Hey, look at that big crowd of people rushing through the town.
Hey, is the town on fire or has someone met their death?
It's just that Reuben, look at me, he's running out of breath.
What? Cy's been drinking cider,
drinking cider,
and he's acting like a fool.
Drinking cider,
take his pipe and hide up.
Drinking cider,
oh, he's apt to treat her cruel.
Drinking cider,
hey, he's acting like he's gay. What will a neighbor say?
He told a naughty story to the parson in the hall,
but the parson knew the answer, so it didn't make him laugh at all.
The constable and sheriff have locked him in a barn,
but Cy's been drinking cider, so he don't give a good gosh darn. Cy's been drinking cider,
drinking cider,
and he's acting like a fool.
Drinking cider,
take his pipe and hide up. Always apt to treat her
crew.
Hey, he's acting like he's gay. Do you think he'll go away? What will a neighbor say? Hiram Perkins always knew him, my, but he was pecks.
He mumbled to himself, I wonder what will happen next.
Why, he told his wife the night before she rang the dinner bell,
no use talking Mary Jane, the country's gone to woo!
Cy's been drinking cider, and he's acting like a fool. Take his pipe and hide up. Always apt to treat her
rude.
Hey, he's acting like he's gay. Do you think he'll go away? What will the neighbors say?
Illyria's soul label was Varan Records, and its soul release, The Shademen, That's Tough, from 1967.
The way you say that your new love is treated you as saying I. Well, I don't know why you didn't think of that when you were saying goodbye. You said this was the end and you never want me back again. But now you're calling back and you want me to be your friend. Well, I told you before that I said I was done. But all I got to say to you is that stuff. When you come back to see me in the mall, well, let me tell you something, baby, I wish you'd never been born. Every time you call my house, I tell my daddy to say I'm home. I wish you'd just get tired, pack up your bags and go home.
Shoremen Records wraps up the labels of Lorain County, its home being just what you're thinking, Avon Lake, with Richard Pash and the Backdoor Society, a band formed for one reason only, to be the house band for the Tropicana, and that was a nightclub on Lake Road. Now, their one and only singles, A and B sides, couldn't have been more different. The plug side, I'm Getting Better, was a ho-hum, at least in my not-so-humble opinion, pop recording, complete with orchestration by the Cleveland Orchestra. But if you could stay awake long enough to flip the record over, you were rewarded with I'm the Kind, another garage rock classic. There were only 1,000 copies pressed.
I saw her this evening. We passed along the street. I smiled and said good evening, and my heart skipped a beat. But not so very long ago, her name could make me cry. So I'm getting better. I'm getting better. Once we shared a love so fine, the world could never know. She got bored and said goodbye, and I was left alone. And even though she broke my heart, I prayed for her return. But I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I took her picture down just the other day. Some letters that I found I just threw away. Now you know how hard I fought to make it through each day. Goes to show that when there's will, there's gotta be a way. And I still think the world of her, but I want you to know I'm getting better. I'm getting better. Oh, I still have a long way to go. I am getting better, I am getting better.
shut. I'm gonna make it now, just like I said I would. I'll be rich someday. I'm gonna make it now, just like I said I would. I'll be rich someday. I'm the kind of guy who lives in his own lonely world. And I'm the kind of guy who never had a girl.
Join us next week in the Vinyl Garage as we continue the Ohio Homegrown series. There you have it, a perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
I'll get there someday. I'll get there someday.